I think I've heard of Jason before he's heard of us. So we were part of Sandia's Wounded Warrior program, and they mentioned we have a fifth Wounded Warrior coming in. And so we read his bio, and we're like, holy crap, this guy's decorated at the Yin Yang. but we eventually met up at a Wounded Warrior lunch, and you know, it's kind of a thing we do, meet the new guys, bring them over, and basically beat our chests as much as we can. Like, oh yeah, I'm a Marine, what do you do?
Jason and John soon became fast friends, but what they didn't realize was that this lunch was not the first time they had met. As the two were getting to know each other, they began swapping war stories, which is when they realized that despite being in separate branches of the military, one of their missions had actually brought them within feet of each other.
I think John actually had mentioned some weird mission where they were helping some guys out and had to bomb this building, and I can't remember if we had said it was a school at first or if I had asked if it was a school, and he had said, yeah, and I was like, man, there's just no way that same thing had happened at that same time, you know, in Iraq. It couldn't have been just, you know, a random event.
And he kind of told me where they were at, which house they were in, and I told him where I was, and we're like, that must have been like 100 yards between us.
It turns out the school in Iraq that the guys were referring to was no longer used for learning.
So, you know, we primarily were going after high-level guys over there. We just gotten reports of this school being used for bad stuff. We didn't know what, but so we, middle of the night, we got dropped off in the desert. We walked in, and our dog handler sent the dog in to look.
The dog sensed trouble.
And yeah, it was booby-trapped. They had explosives wired in the building, and they were ready for somebody to come in and fight. And right across the street, we found one of those car bombs, basically. So
the team decided to detonate the car bomb, and while that eliminated one risk, it created another.
And then after that, I think they got mad that we blew up their bomb, and then they started shooting and dropping mortars on us.
At this point, the group needed help because it was now daylight, which severely limited their exit strategy, and they were stuck.
The combination of the sun coming up, losing a lot of a support aircraft, and the situation of having a small team, we decided to call in the quick reaction force, which turns out was John's unit.
We saw the school, and they said, there's a school, so let's make a big circle around it, and we want to make a perimeter.
And with the help of John's battalion, Jason and his team were able to make it out of the area unscathed.
Do you remember seeing these guys actually walking towards their helicopters and taking off? We stayed there for a few more hours until we got the correct authorization from the U.S., and they destroyed the school. So
afterwards, John's battalion left behind six snipers to guard the area overnight.
And sometime during the next day, early in the morning, they got ambushed, and you know, all six were killed, and one was missing.
It has kind of brought us closer together, just situations like that. Especially not just the military aspect, but being in that kind of intense situation, even if you weren't right next to the guy, you still have that same experience.
The pride really doesn't kick in a lot until afterwards. You know, they have, the Marine Corps has these values, right? Honor, courage, and commitment, right? And you can understand the honor, courage part, but the commitment part, you think, well, the contract says 4 years or whatever you sign up for, right? So I don't know about that commitment part. But after you go through something like a deployment and you make friends with all these guys and you leave the service and you think about that commitment part, you're like, you know, I'm a Marine for life and I serve this country in this capacity, and I think it's my part and my commitment to live my life to the fullest for these guys that didn't get to come back.